You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over 20 community groups across Aotearoa impacted by mining and drilling for fossil fuels have teamed up to launch a petition today. The petition calls for the government to end fossil fuel extraction in Aotearoa as soon as 2022. I spoke to Tim Jones, who is a spokesperson for Coal Action Network Aotearoa, one of the groups behind the petition. We discuss why this petition is important and how people can get involved. I began by asking Tim to explain the petition and what it is calling for.
This petition is calling for no new fossil fuel permits or expansions in Aotearoa. And specifically, we're calling on the government to ban any new oil or gas prospecting, exploration and mining permits, including extensions of existing permits in Taranaki, and to ban any new coal mines or expansion of existing coal mines in Aotearoa by 2022. And the reason for that is that, as we saw in the differences between the draft and the final Climate Change Commission report, industry has got in the government's ear and said, oh, you're actually thinking of taking actual climate action. We don't like the idea of that so much. And they've been pushing back. The government, having talked a big game on climate, is proving that it is not willing to actually take the necessary action. And in a climate emergency, we have to transition fossil fuels and we have to do it urgently. This petition is about getting the government to act with the necessary urgency.
So I have seen here in the press release, there is a statement, carbon neutral by 2050 is far too late. So you're saying that there needs to be action now, is that correct?
That's correct. Now, you note that, for instance, on the coal mine ban, we're talking for a ban on new and expanded coal mines. We're not saying every existing coal mine has to close instantly. We recognise there's a need for a just transition for example, coal miners and coal mining communities. But what we cannot do as a country or as a world is keep kicking the can down the road. Currently, many industry sectors are arguing for special treatment. They might say, oh, we support climate action just as long as you don't do it where we are. Burning coal, oil and gas is the number one threat to the climate internationally. We recognise that agriculture, while it's crucial that we get emissions down in agriculture, it is more difficult than doing it for fossil fuels. But when it comes to fossil fuels, that's the area where we have the technologies to act now, and yet the government is not taking the necessary action.
How important is it to have petitions like this that are supported by a huge number of community groups to hold the government accountable when it comes to climate action?
I think it's very important to have this kind of wide support from a number of perspectives. In this case, the petition was initiated by Climate Justice Taranaki and Taranaki Energy Watch. They then kindly invited Coal Action Network Aotearoa to get involved, and from there, a whole lot of other groups have come on in support. So I think this is, and I hope the petition, the uptake of the petition itself will show, that this isn't just a small group of people. This is a wide demand from across many communities in Aotearoa, from many groups, that the government must act, and it must act urgently to end the mining of fossil fuels and the drilling for oil and gas.
So,
because existing ones need time to work out, but we have to stop new drilling, and we have to stop new coal mines and expansion of existing coal mines.
Now, are there plans to present this petition somewhere down the line after you've gained signatures?
Those plans are still in train, but yes, we expect that we will be doing something like that. What there is today is a couple of launch actions. Now, there's one in, I believe there's one in Taranaki, I don't have all the details of that right now, so I have to look out for the coverage of that. There's going to be one in Wellington tonight. Ironically, we've discovered that the Prime Minister and some other senior politicians are now having their new puppets unveiled at the Backbencher Pub, which is where a lot of politicians' puppets are. So we're going to have a little presence outside that launch asking politicians, who's pulling your strings when it comes to the lack of action on fossil fuels? That will be at about 5:45 tonight, if anybody's in Wellington looking out for it.
Fantastic. And then just finally, where can people find the petition? How can people sign it?
It's on Action Station. And if you can't find it, look for no new fossil fuel permits or expansions in Aotearoa, and you should find it that way.
That was Tim Jones from Coal Action Network Aotearoa speaking on a petition launched today calling for the end of fossil fuel extraction. As Tim just said at the end of the interview, if you are interested in signing the No New Fossil Fuel Permits or Expansions in Aotearoa petition, head to our.actionstation.org.nz or give it a Google.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.